This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Lawmakers in Montgomery continue to debate a bill placing new restrictions on the Birmingham Waterworks Board. The waterworks in the city are fighting the measure, but a new audit doesn't do much to help their cause. The audit paid for by the Water Board itself describes loose rules, poor accounting, and bad communication. And we talk about it more with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, give us a sense of what's in this audit.
Wow. It's 103 pages of wow, really. So where to begin? I think overall the summary statement is that there's just an absolute lack of critical controls that could prevent fraud, that there's a lack of understanding about how money is kept safe, and there's been not much accountability on the part of board members and the management to ensure that corrective action is taken.
And this report talks about a three-call rule that you specifically point out.
Yeah, out of all the money and all that, that's the one that kind of reached out and grabbed me. It basically said if you spot a leak or if you have a leak in your yard or whatever, you can call once and nothing will happen. They basically have no system to prioritize these leaks. So the general rule of thumb has been that if you call three times, somebody will come out. And that's as somebody who gets a lot of calls from people saying, hey, they won't respond to a leak, it explained a lot to me.
Well, there was a critical audit in 2008. How does this latest audit compare to what we knew 6 years ago?
It is, to me, far more damning, in part because of so much of the audit was in relation to what has not been done in the wake of internal audits from 08, 09, 10, and some argument that since that time, while there were apparently internal audits done, there's no evidence that any of the board members or management got a copy of the actual audit, only an executive summary. So the lack of attention to fixing problems pointed out before was a major component of the audit.
Well, since this latest audit came out publicly, what sort of response have you heard from the Waterworks Board?
Well initially, Joseph Bryant reported the news, got this audit and reported on it. And for the longest time, he could get no response from the Waterworks Board. And finally, yesterday, the Waterworks issued a statement saying it is appalled by the findings and will look into them. So we call that progress, I suppose.
Well, as we've talked before on Thursday mornings around these issues of the Waterworks Board and the legislature, you've said we've gone from a possible compromise around these issues to an all-out war with this audit out there. Where are we?
In Montgomery, we are the timing could not have been worse for the Waterworks Board for this to come out, because legislators are debating all sorts of bills that could vastly reshape and change the way of life for the waterworks. And the Waterworks has hired many, many people, paying them much, much money to work on its behalf. But at this point, I think the legislature will be relatively severe.
Also this morning, Wetumpka's Julia Tutwiler Prison for Women has been in the public eye after a federal report detailed numerous cases of sexual misconduct, abuse, and harassment by prison guards against inmates. Prison officials say they're addressing the situation, but it's still hard to comprehend. And John, you spoke to some of the inmates at Tutwiler recently. What sort of things do you hear from them?
Well, and keep in mind that the inmates I've spoken to haven't been there since the changes that the state talks about have really begun. I mean, the most recent inmates I've talked to were there last year. And they point to just a culture in which women are ogled and felt, and some have described witnessing attempted rapes and those sorts of things. It's definitely a culture that has gone back for years and years and years, they say, and these documents indicate pretty horrifying stuff.
Well, you write that even if those stories don't appall you, the coming cost might. What do you mean by that?
Right. I mean, there's a school of thought that the Department of Justice letter basically telling us to get our ship in order is sort of a shot across the bow that if we don't do it, they'll come in and file a lawsuit and in the end force us to do it their way. And that will cost, that will require people to be released from prison. If California is an example, just the absolute budgetary crunch will be amazing.
With regard to that budgetary crunch, you mentioned State Senator Cam Ward, who's spoken out for years on these prison issues. He's also an elected leader, and calling for humane treatment or spending money on prisons, that doesn't get you elected, I guess. What do you do with that conundrum?
Yeah, it's a very difficult conundrum. I think the bottom line is that you have to have an understanding that you cannot violate the constitutional rights of these prisoners. I mean, that's something everybody can get their heads around. You don't, by talking purely compassionate issues about prisoners, you don't make a lot of headway because people tell you, politicians tell you that they're in prison for a reason. And there's a certain level at which you can't go beyond. And we believe in this country is the Constitution. So I think that's an important point.
Well, there is that looming talk of a federal lawsuit. Do you see it coming to that?
You know, I do. We're trying to figure that out, frankly, because we don't know at this point how many states have faced this very similar letter. We know it's very similar to the one California got a while back. But how many states are at almost double capacity like we are? Don't know. But it could be coming.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays in the Birmingham News and online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.